音的时候，下面有两个话题，哪一个话题我们更愿意去跟人谈，去跟那些慕道的朋友去来谈？这两个话题是哪两个呢？第一个，跟随耶稣的祝福；第二个，就是跟随耶稣的风险。
And when we are spreading the gospel to others, which of the following two would we rather discuss with them? First being the blessings of following Jesus, or the second one, the risks of following Jesus.
请问大家，是第一个还是第二个？第二个。大部分弟兄姊妹说的好像是第一个，但感谢神，我也听到有人说是第二个啊。跟随耶稣有没有祝福？有。跟随耶稣有没有风险？有。刚才我们所读的这段经文，主耶稣就明明的告诉我们跟随他的风险。一般来说，我们总是愿意去讲祝福，回避风险。很简单，因为人大概不太愿意去听，我们也不太愿意去讲，甚至有的时候我们也回避这样一个题目，大概很少听到有这方面的提醒，就是跟随耶稣也是有风险的。Is that right? 对吗？
So we would often prefer to discuss the first one with others, but the Bible makes it clear to us that there are clear risks to following Jesus. And it is often with trepidation that we go ahead and discuss the second topic with people, although it is still a very important topic, which is the risk of following Jesus.
我要向我们的翻译弟兄道歉，刚才一直都讲的太多啊，把它翻译的非常的好啊。Thank you, Michael. 那我们知道呢，其实几乎我们在这世上做的每一件事情都有一定的风险。
In actuality, whenever we do anything here in this world, there is actually a risk involved.
我们开车有没有风险？过一条马路有没有风险？
When we drive, is there a risk? When we cross the street, isn't there also a risk?
小到换一个灯泡有没有风险？
And even when we just change a light bulb, isn't there a risk with that as well?
甚至坐飞机，我们知道都面临风险，乃至生命的风险，我们都不能够完全排除。
And even when we, for instance, board an airplane, sometimes we're even risking our lives, and there's no way to avoid this.
这些方面可能都是身体上、安全上的风险。
Many of these are related to your own physical safety.
那么在人生当中，很多时候我们所做的很多决定也都是有风险。
And even when we make decisions among the people whom we reside with, there are a lot of risks that we endure.
因为当我们做这个决定的时候，我们并不能够完全的确定知道未来是如何。
Because when we make these decisions, we don't really know what the result will be.
我很喜欢提我们中国人有一句的老话，这句老话就叫做男怕入错行，女怕嫁错郎。
And among Chinese people, there is an old saying that men risk choosing the wrong career and women risk marrying the wrong man.
这是中国传统上来讲，当然现在啊很强调男女平等，我们反过来说也可以，女怕入错行，男怕娶错娘，新娘的娘。
But now in this new generation of emphasizing gender equality within China, we now can reverse this and say that women also risk choosing the wrong career, and men may also risk marrying the wrong woman.
我可以向弟兄姊妹做一个小小的见证。我跟师母刚结婚，我们两个还是有感情，我们大学里面就开始谈朋友还是有感情。但结了婚以后呢，两个人就常常的很多的这个争吵啊，家里的打闹。
And I will share with you a brief testimony that when I first met my wife, there were definitely strong feelings between us. But after we got married, we did argue a few times.
many times.
Okay, many times.
many times.
不想这么说。
弟兄就想美化我。谢谢你。那么在争吵当中，我和师母他常常我们彼此就说一句话，大家猜到是什么吗？
But even when we argue, we will often say one thing to each other. And can anyone guess what this is?
我后悔跟你结对了，没错，我后悔跟你结婚，我后悔嫁给你，我后悔娶你。
I regret marrying you. I regret making this decision to marry you.
所以其实连这样人生当中这么重大的决定都是有风险的。没有一个人敢说，我来美国，他第一次上那个飞机的时候，我一定知道我来美国样样都好，没有任何的风险，对不对？
So even with such a large decision in your life, such as marrying, there's risks involved, and not a single one of you probably came to America thinking that there wouldn't be some kind of risk involved starting a new life in this nation.
那么还有另一些方面的风险，我们也知道啊、这个好像最近听说股市在涨是吧？因为我跟几个人坐在一起，然后他们说，哎，股市又在涨了。
We'll discuss some other risks. So recently, there's been discussion about stocks rising.
大家知道这句话吧，叫做投资有风险，入市需谨慎。
So has anyone heard this phrase, investing involves risk, therefore please invest with caution.
好，那我们再举一个例子，在前几年的这个疫情当中，有这个打疫苗有没有风险？打疫苗也有风险。
Let's discuss another risk. So recently, we've had the COVID-19 pandemic, and amidst the pandemic, there was the vaccine and decisions to get vaccinated. So are there risks involved with deciding to get vaccinated?
疫情刚开始的时候，当时我还在我原来的教会，准备要来咱们北卡。那时候呢，一开始大家就先是在争论戴不戴口罩。
And during the beginning of the pandemic, I was at the time with another church, and at that church, they were debating whether we should mandate members to wear masks.
最早的争论是反过来的，因为世界卫生组织和美国的那个叫什么什么 CDC 叫什么，跟大家说你不要戴口罩，大家记得吧？啊。
And first we went along with the CDC recommendation, which at the time recommended to not wear masks.
啊，我们教会里面有一个弟兄是医生，我就跟他争，我不是争了，我说不理解为什么会让我们不要戴口罩呢？啊，然后他就给我解释戴口罩也没有用啊，等等这些，所以就说不要戴。其实背后是因为买不着口罩。
At the time, there was a member of our church who was a doctor, and I was so confused because I didn't understand the CDC guidance to dissuade us from wearing masks. And it seems that at the time, masks were ineffective.
后来呢，又开始反过来，我就不讲这细节。但有一次我在教会讲道的时候，就和弟兄姊妹讲了一句话。
And then another time, in reverse, I won't go into the details, but I also discussed with another church member.
我们大家都有不同的观点，但是从信仰上面，我在讲台要告诉大家，这跟信仰没有直接的关系。戴口罩的不要论断，不戴口罩的不要论断戴口罩的。
And overall, we see that this decision has nothing to do with our faith. So those who wear masks should not force it upon others, and those who don't choose not to wear masks should not force that upon others either.
后来就更严肃了，这个疫苗就出来了。
And later things became a bit more serious when the vaccine became available.
那个时候我也是同样在教会里面跟大家讲，我说每个人都有自己个人的决定，但是从信仰上来说啊，这个跟信仰没有直接的关系啊。我们打疫苗的不要论断不打疫苗的也不要论断打疫苗的。
And at that time, I made it a point to emphasize that this is unrelated to our faith. So those who choose to get vaccinated should not attack those who do get vaccinated and vice versa.
啊，我们现在在座有的弟兄姊妹可能还记得我当时讲过这句话。
And those sitting here may even remember what I said at the time.
那有一次在开这个执事会的时候啊，啊，有这个同工就建议说我们要在教会里面宣布啊，鼓励大家都去打疫苗。
And during one of our church leadership meetings, there was a deacon who suggested that the church should encourage its members to get vaccinated.
我当时说这件事情我不能够同意。
But I oppose this decision.
教会乃是一个信仰的组织。
The church is a place of worship and faith.
不是一个医疗的机构。
Not a medical agency.
更何况我们知道这个 COVID 的疫苗啊，首先我告诉大家我是打过的啊，我是打过的。
First, as a disclaimer, I will tell everyone that I did receive the vaccine.
你知道你去打疫苗的时候，他又问你一个问题，说你知不知道这是一个在试验当中的疫苗？这个危险风险你自己负责。
At the time of receiving the vaccine, I was asked, do you know that this is still an experimental drug and there are risks involved?
每个打过的人都记得吧？一定都问你问过这句话，对不对？
Have those who received the vaccine remembered being asked this question?
我说这个责任太大，教会不应该，也不能够，也负不起这个责任。
This is much too large of a responsibility, and the church should not be responsible for making this decision.
这个完全是自己个人的一个医疗上的决定。
This is an individual level decision pertaining to each person's health.
那现在几年过去，现在我们又知道慢慢一些关于疫苗的一些这个负面的效果的这些新闻开始出来。
And after a few years, it became clear that the vaccine did come with certain side effects and adverse events.
所以我们每个人都要为自己所做的抉择所面临的风险来负责任。
So everyone must take responsibility for the decisions that they make.
当然如果你问我，我现在我也不后悔我当年做的那个决定去打那一针的疫苗。
And even if you ask me right now, I would say that I do not regret receiving the vaccine.
但是我也可以告诉大家，在我人生当中有一些我所做出的那个决定，回过头去所看到面临的那个风险，我会知道我那个决定做的可能不是很有智慧。
But then there are other times where I look back upon my life and I review the decisions that I make, and there are some decisions that I look upon and I think I shouldn't have taken that risk.
那么当我们面对永生的主的时候，当我们面对人生最终极的决定的时候，我们这个决定即使是面对风险，你是不是能够勇敢地做出那样一个正确的抉择？
But then in matters pertaining to the one true God and making the decision to follow this God, are you willing to make the right decision and take that risk?
在申命记30章第19节，老摩西说，我今日呼天唤地向你做见证，我将生死祸福陈明在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活。
And Deuteronomy 30:19 reads, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live.
当我们做出这样一个拣选生命的决定的时候，我们也要请弟兄姊妹了解，请朋友们了解，这个决定背后确实是有风险的。
And as we make the decision to follow this true God, we need to understand that there come certain risks with this decision.
那到底什么是风险呢？
So what exactly is risk?
在第二次世界大战的时候，德国有一位的神学家，这位神学家后来也殉道，因为当时他参与抵抗纳粹的这样的一个反抗活动，后来被希特勒杀死。
And in World War II, there was a German theologian and pastor, and he was part of an anti-Nazi organization, and he paid for this with his own life as he was martyred.
大家知道他的名字就叫做潘霍华 Bonhoeffer.
And his name is Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
潘霍华他作为一位信义宗的牧师当然在信仰各个方面我们并不是完全都一致，但是他的那样一种对十字架的神学的认知和传讲确实我非常佩服的。
And although there are some points of theology that we do not entirely agree on, one thing that Dietrich should be praised for is his understanding that following Jesus comes with costs.
他曾经写过一本书叫做《做门徒的代价》。
He once wrote a book called The Cost of Discipleship.
那么翻译成中文版本的时候，有的还是用这个书名，有的改成叫做追随基督。
And in the Chinese translations of this, sometimes it just says that the translated title is just following Jesus.
也就是跟随基督要付上一个代价。
Because it's implied that when you follow Jesus, there is a certain risk to that.
这本书很好，我都建议弟兄姊妹去读。
This is a very good book that I could highly recommend to every single person here.
潘霍华也留下很多的名言。
And he also had many very famous words and phrases.
其中有一句的名言许多弟兄姊妹可能都知道。他说当耶稣基督呼召一个人跟随他的时候，就是呼召这个人去死。
And among some of his famous sayings, there's one is that when Jesus calls you, he calls you to die.
那么代价这个词和风险这个词有的时候意思相近。
Sometimes the cost and risk have actually very similar meanings.
但是有的时候代价这个词和风险这个词意思又是有所不同的。
However, in other contexts, risk and cost also carry entirely separate meanings.
啊，那么到底什么是这个 risk 呢？啊，这里抱歉，这是一张都是英文的 slide， 不过最重要的一部分啊，关于风险的一个定义啊，我读给大家啊。就是关于未来要发生的不确定的或不利事件的，包括伤害、包括损失等等的一种可能性。
So how exactly do we define risk? This entire slide is in English, but I will tell you the definition of it. And it is the possibility of an uncertain or unfavorable event occurring in the future.
In the future. 在未来要发生的事情，现在还不知道的，这个叫做风险。
So there are things that will happen in the future that you do not know of right now, and that is called risk.
当我们看到代价和风险这两个概念的异同的时候，最大的差异在什么地方呢？
But when we look at contexts where cost and risk are similar, what is the biggest difference here then?
代价 cost 或者 price I pay 这个词通常是指已经发生或者确定会发生的这种支出和损失。You can count it already then.
When we discuss cost in this context, we discuss it in the past tense or with certainty, that it's something that you are already agreeing to give or pay.
那么风险呢，更多是指的是未来可能发生具有不确定性的不利事件或者是一种后果。
However, when we discuss risk, we are discussing things that may happen that are subject to uncertainty.
其实很多时候我们都知道信耶稣有个代价。
So many times we know that following Jesus comes with a cost.
但是跟随耶稣愿意付上代价不一定就意味着也能够去面对未来的风险。
But even those who willingly follow Jesus despite knowing that there's a cost may not be able to face the future risks.
这句话怎么讲？
How do we say this?
我给大家看一个例子，在马太福音第四章18-20节，这里讲到耶稣呼召门徒彼得、安德烈来跟随他，然后后面还有雅各、约翰。
So let's look at Matthew 4:18-20. So here Jesus is calling his first disciples to follow him.
那如果我们去看路加福音第五章的那段的记载，平行经文记载的时候，讲的还更详细一点。
And when we look at the book of Luke, when he does the exact same thing, we see that it's explained in even more detail.
耶稣让彼得把船开到水深之处下网打鱼。
Jesus calls Peter to walk on the water towards him.
结果装了满满两船的鱼，这个船都快要沉下去，网都快要破掉。
And when Peter casts the net into the water, there's so much fish that is caught that it almost capsizes the boat.
彼得俯伏在耶稣的面前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
And at that moment, Peter said, "Lord, stay away from me, for I'm a sinner."
然后耶稣呼召彼得，或者说再次呼召彼得，说：“来跟从我，我要叫你得人如得鱼一样。”
And at that moment, Jesus called Peter to follow him and to make him not a fisher of fish, but a fisher of men.
然后他们就舍了船，舍了网，别了父亲。如果我们看到下面的这个经文，就跟从了耶稣。
And as a result, these people left everything to follow Jesus.
他们跟从耶稣有没有付代价？
Did they pay a price to follow Jesus?
有没有付代价呀？有付代价呀。
This.
这个船，这个网，那是他们的养生之物啊，一技之长。
That boat and that net represents their livelihood, how they would feed themselves and survive.
养家糊口的本事都不要了。
Their livelihoods they threw away.To follow Jesus.
别了父母，离开父母。
Oh, and they also left their parents.
当然我们要知道这个离开父母绝不是离弃父母，圣经从来没有这样的教导。
But we also know that when it says they left their parents, doesn't mean that they abandoned their parents. The Bible is not endorse abandoning parents.
但是无论如何确实跟随主远离爹妈，这也是一个代价。
However, there is that cost that you must leave these parents to follow Jesus, as this is what Peter was called to do.
但付上这样的代价跟随耶稣，可是后来彼得发生了什么事情？
However, even though Peter did pay this price to follow Jesus, what happened later?
哎，弟兄姊妹小声说的，三次不认主。
That he denied Christ three times.
当审问他的时候，你的口音都把你露出来的时候，一个婢女都把他认出来的时候，你就是跟他一伙的，他说我不认识他。
When all these people recognized Peter as a follower of Jesus, Peter denied knowing the Lord.
彼得有没有付代价？有付代价。
Did Peter pay a price? Yes, he did.
当面对这个逼迫的风险的时候，他却软弱了。
But as he faced persecution and faced risk, he became weak.
那弟兄姊妹们，当我们讲到跟随耶稣的风险的时候，首先我想先跟大家来谈另外一个题目。
So brothers and sisters, when we talk about the risks of following Jesus, first I want to discuss something else.
是，好像我们不愿意跟人家去讲，你来信耶稣也是有风险的。但是另一方面，刚刚我们说过，所有的事情都有风险。
Going back to original topic, we don't want to discuss the risk of following Jesus to others, but there's a risk involved with doing anything.
跟随这个世界有没有风险？
Is there a risk to following the world?
在今天我们只有两个抉择，对不对？跟随耶稣还是跟随这个世界？
We are faced with two decisions, whether we want to follow Jesus or follow the world.
有没有第三条道路，第三个选择？
Is there a third option?
有人说我也要跟随耶稣，也要跟随这个世界，可能吗？
Some people want to say, I want to follow Jesus and the world, but is this possible?
我们先把这个问题搞清楚，请问弟兄姊妹，有没有可能是我既要跟随耶稣，也跟随这个世界？
First,
现在大声说，可以不可以？不可以，圣经根据在哪里？耶稣说，一个人不能侍奉两个主。
We clearly cannot follow both the world and Jesus himself said that one cannot serve two masters.
所以跟随这个世界的风险也是非常真实的。
So there is a very real risk of just following the world.
耶稣在这里说，路加福音第九章，若有人跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And Luke 9:23-25 describes the risk of following Jesus. Then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
因为凡要救自己生命的，靠着自己救自己生命，跟随这个世界以为能救自己生命，就是这个意思，必丧掉生命。
For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. So whoever tries to save their own life is going to lose it in the very end.
凡为我丧掉生命的必救了生命。
Whoever loses his life for my sake will save it.
人若赚得全世界却丧了自己，赔上自己，有什么益处呢？
What profit is it to a man if he gains the whole worldand is himself destroyed or lost.
跟随这个世界的风险大不大？
So is there a big risk to following the world?
请问弟兄们，大不大呀？非常大。
There's a very big risk.
大到一个地步，有两点。第一， it's guaranteed, 百分之百。
First, there is a sense of certainty that there's a 100% chance.
第二个， it's ultimate, 是死亡的风险。
There's a 100% chance that the risk is death.
如果跟随这个世界，最后就是丧了自己，赔上自己。
The risk of following the world is to lose yourself and to become destroyed.
当我们看到整个这样一个花花世界的时候，
When we examine this world,
我们看到多少人在里面享受宴乐。
How many people do we see who are following the world?
自以为是。
Who think that they know the right.
以为自己的人生抓在自己的手里面。
Who think that they have absolute control over their own lives.
以为自己非常非常的保险。
Who believe themselves to be so secure.
因为他有多少的钱，他的仓廪充足。
Because of all the wealth that they have accumulated for themselves.
等等等等这一切。或者他以为他的宗教靠着自己的善行能够去救他自己。
Or others who think that they could obtain salvation by their own good works.
但是却不知道最后世界潮流浩浩荡荡，大家走的路却都是一样。
But they don't know that in the end, everyone who does not follow Jesus walks the exact same path.
所以当我们讲到跟随耶稣有风险的时候，其实一个跟随耶稣的人并不是不怕死。
So when we talk about the risk of following Jesus, the one that follows Jesus doesn't necessarily, isn't necessarily not afraid of death.
请大家听好这句话，跟随耶稣基督的人是真的怕死。
Those who follow Jesus are not unafraid of death, but are truly afraid of it.
我们要再重复一遍吗？跟随耶稣的人不是不怕死，跟随耶稣的人是真的怕死啊。
And I will repeat this for emphasis, that those who follow Jesus are not unafraid of death, but are truly afraid of it.
我正是因为怕死，我不愿意进入到那地狱的永火当中，不愿意与爱我的主永远的分离，不愿意赔上自己的性命，丧了自己，那实在是没有益处啊。
Because I am truly afraid of death, because I'm truly afraid of being eternally separated from God and being destroyed or lost. There's no way that profits me.
请大家要明白啊，我们人生在世，我们说都是有风险的啊，我们都要开车啊，我们都要坐飞机，是不是啊？这些都是有风险的，这个是没有问题的啊，我们绝不是在那里杞人忧天。
And we have no problem accepting that many activities in our lives, whether it's driving or boarding a plane, come with certain risks.
甚至今天我们在世界上，有时候我们要面临惊险，面对一些的挑战。
And even now, there are still many challenges and other things in our life that involve risk.
有时候有的人就喜欢那样一种刺激的感觉。
There are some out there who are thrill seekers.
啊，有的人喜欢这个爬山，爬很高的高山。
There's some who are mountaineers who enjoy scaling very, very tall mountains.
我的儿子在这里，我不是 pick on 我的儿子啊，他就喜欢攀岩。
And my son is among us, and I'm not here to pick on my son, but he loves bouldering, rock climbing.
呀，你知道我们这个做爹妈的呀，这个孩子去攀岩呢，不还好在攀岩馆里面后都有厚厚的垫子，但即使那样子，有时候还是会撞伤、摔伤。
And when we go to the rock climbing wall, although the bottom is padded with many mats, there's still the chance that someone will be injured.
但他喜欢这种挑战，那我们也觉得挺好啊。这个啊，男孩子啊，这个锻炼的强壮一点啊，也面临一些的这个挑战，一级一级的啊，不断的难度越来越高，不错。
But he likes this activity, and there's a certain progression with it, and there's a certain challenge with it, and he is improving each time. So we think that this is great for him.
有人喜欢坐翻滚过山车吗？
Are there those who love roller coasters?
潘教授喜欢，潘教授在点头，在点头，他喜欢 ，Simon 喜欢，您有喜欢？告诉大家一个小秘密，我是特别喜欢坐翻滚过山车，好像有讲过是不是？直上直下的我最喜欢。
I'll admit that I absolutely love roller coasters. My favorites are the ones that go straight up and straight down.
但是有一点呢。我有 calculate 这个 risk， 我知道这个东西应该是比较安全的，虽然一时的这样一个心脏这个失重的感觉，但是 it's okay。
However, I'm going into this with a calculated risk, understand there's truly a very small risk of any kind of injury.
但是有一样的体育运动，在我们家，我和师母不做，我们也不建议我们的孩子去做。
However, there are also other activities that we don't do and we discourage our children from doing as well.
我这要特别特别声明啊，只是在我们家，只是因为我们自己特殊的情况。
I want to emphasize that this only pertains to my household and it's only because of special circumstances within my household.
因为我以前在北方住了二十多年，一到冬天有一项的这个运动是特别的流行，大家能猜到是什么吧？就是滑雪。
I've lived in the north for the past 20 years and every single winter there's an incredibly popular sport.And it is skiing or snowboarding, 滑雪。
对不起，我是真的怕死。
I'm so sorry, but I'm genuinely afraid to die.
就这些年，我们中间会有同事，这个大人小孩把腿给摔伤的，把这个肚子什么撞的，就好几起啊。
And each season, we often hear stories of brothers and sisters who sustained serious injuries, whether it's breaking a limb or crashing, and they are injured quite seriously.
大家不要误解啊，我知道有的人这个滑雪水平很高，非常喜欢，一到冬天哇就这个去什么 resort 去滑雪了，技术也很好，你也很 enjoy, very good, good for you.
And please don't misunderstand. I know that there are some among you who can ski or snowboard at a very high level, so you can navigate these mountains easily without any problem, and that's great for you.
我只是说我自己，我们家，我们惜命，我们。怕死，所以我们经过对这个风险的一个计算说，这事儿咱们就不做了。
So I only speak to myself, my own household, that these are risks that I'm unable to accept.
滑不滑雪这些都是小事儿啊，攀不攀岩，打不打什么样的这些运动，这都小事。弟兄姊妹，但是我们要知道，跟随这个世界，外面的世界似乎很精彩，可是跟随世界是玩命。
So we must understand that these decisions to engage in these activities, whether it's snowboarding or bouldering, are quite insignificant when we compare this decision to follow Christ, where our lives are truly at stake.
这个 playing with life, 这是中文里面的讲法，就玩命。北方话要加一个儿化音。
And,
他是北京人。
And in Chinese, we say that this is playing with your own life.
大家想想不是吗？确实好像这个花花世界很精彩，但最终真的是要把自己的命去摆上去，而且是无谓的，就丧掉。
And let's consider this. Isn't that true that we are truly making decisions about whether we are destroyed or lost, or whether we receive true life?
这个是一个永远的一个失丧的与神隔离的地狱永火的这样一个结局啊。
That walking the path of sin is one that truly leads to death and eternal separation from the love of God.
这么大的风险，可是许许多多人就是看不到。
The risk is so great in magnitude, but there's so many people who cannot understand or see that.
与跟随世界的风险比起来，跟随耶稣的风险实在是不算大，对吗？
That the risk of following Jesus versus following the world, the risk of following the world doesn't seem, the risk of following Jesus doesn't seem very big, doesn't it? Does it?
更何况，跟随世界是玩命。跟随耶稣是啥？跟随耶稣是救命。
That following the world is playing with your life, but following Jesus is saving your life.
是的，我们可能要面对风险，甚至跟随耶稣，可能你也要面对终极的风险、逼迫，甚至失去生命。但是为了主失丧生命，我也是得着生命。阿门吗？
阿门。So yes, even as you follow Jesus, you understand that there are risks that come with this, whether it's being persecuted by others, or whether it's even receiving the grace of martyrdom. But these are all worth it because we're inheriting true life from Jesus.
跟随这个罪恶的世界是玩命，跟随主耶稣是救命啊。
Following the world is playing with your life, following Jesus is saving your life.
主耶稣在马太福音第七章，主耶稣发出一个感叹和一个呼唤。
And in this book, book of Matthew, Jesus has these words to say.
主耶稣说你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡的门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多啊。
He says, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it.
引到永生的门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少啊。
Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it.
两千年了，历世历代，我们不断的总是发出这样一个感慨。
And in the past 2,000 years, that there's this decision is constantly being made.
就是这样的，引到灭亡，地狱，宽门大路，大家跟着就都进去了。
That the gate destruction and path destruction remains wide, and most people go through it.
你绝对不用找啊，绝对不用找，跟着这一起就浩浩荡荡长流，大家都下去了。
You don't even need to search hard for this, as many many people will go down that gate to destruction.
但是引到永生是窄门，是小路。耶稣用了另外一个词，一个动词是什么呀
？But narrow is the gate that leads to true life, and Jesus uses another word to describe it.
耶稣没有再用进去，他用的动词是找着。
He doesn't use the word enter, he uses the word find.
你是要去寻找。
That this is something that requires you to look, to search for and find.
去寻找那扇永生之门。
You must search for the path that leads to life.
你要付出代价，你要知道你所面对的风险。
You must pay the price of following Jesus. You must understand that there come risks with this.
最终找到永生之门的人有，但是不多啊。
And in the end, there are only a very few people who find the path to true life.
真的是这样子。
It truly is like this.
我们来看一下这段经文，约翰福音第十五章讲到来自世界的这样一种的逼迫。
And let's look at John 15 verses 8 through 21.
前面这段经文我们已经讲到，说这个世界是恨我们的，这个世界是恨 基督徒的。
And we discussed this briefly, that the world hates us, the world hates Christians.
他们恨基督徒是因为他们恨我们的主。
And they hate Christians because they hate our Lord Jesus.
他们逼迫了主，所以他们也要逼迫主的仆人。
And they persecuted Jesus, and therefore they will persecute Jesus' servants.
我们如果是属这个世界，那么这个世界虽然是爱我们，但是因为我们不是属这个世界，所以这个世界就要恨我们。
And if we belong to the world, wouldn't the world love us as their own? But we do not belong to this world, and therefore the world hates us.
这也是为什么我们刚刚讲过，作为一个基督徒，我们就千万千万不要想，说既要去迎合这个世界，跟随这个世界，我又去跟随耶稣，那是不可能的。在这背后是一个黑与白的区别，是一个价值观的正好相反、相对的两种的方向。
And that is why it's crucial to understand that you cannot possibly follow Jesus and follow the world, that these are black and white decisions, these are mutually exclusive.
第十五章二十二、二十七节，耶稣继续说，说我如果没有来教训他们，他们就没有罪，但如今他们的罪无可推诿了。
And John 15:22 says, if I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin, but now they have no excuse for their sin.
这个地方的经文我们一定要正确的理解。当主耶稣说我没有来教训他们，他们就没有罪，这指的是根据什么说他们没有罪？
First,
按照什么来审判？
And first we must understand the context of this. So when Jesus says that before he came, that these people had no sin, but what does this mean? How is this judged?
这个很重要的神学观念我们都晓得，没有听过福音的人是不是按照福音来审判？
So those who have not heard of the gospel, can we judge them by the gospel's law?
不是按照福音来审判，对不对啊？按照什么来审判？
We cannot use the gospel. We must use their own sense of morality.
罗马书第二章讲得很清楚，是按照良心，这显出律法的功用刻在他们心里，他们的是非之心互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。
That this is determined by compassion.
但是我们马上要问一个问题，没有听过福音的，按照福音来审判，你没有罪，不按照福音来审判，但是按照良心来审判，有没有罪？
And those who are being judged by the gospel, do they have any sin? But those who are being judged by compassion, whether they have a good heart, is it possible for anyone to be without sin?
圣经明讲世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，但是你讲到都的时候就无一例外。
That says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
有时候我们会听到有人说，哎呀，我从小到大一辈子没有做过昧良心的事情。我们知道从一个角度来讲，这个人是一个好人，非常善良的人，这个我们绝对的理解。但是我们扪心自问的时候，其实我们想想，很多时候我们是不是知道行善，但是却没有行啊？
And there are those whom I met before who said that throughout my entire life I have never made a decision coming from an evil heart or evil desires. But when we truly analyze what these people are saying, is it possible that none of them have ever, that they have never ever made a decision that came from a not so good heart?
信耶稣之前，我自己也是一个很想很想凭良心做事的一个人。
And even before I believed in Jesus, I was someone who really wanted to do good things coming from a good will.
我可以说我基本上已经尽了自己最大的努力。
I could say that I lived this out to a very good extent.
但是扪心自问，我知道我的良心常常定我的罪。
But I also know that even within this, that I was a sinful person.
那么现在耶稣又继续说，耶稣已经来了，耶稣已经把他的教训，把他的福音传给我们了。
But now Jesus has said that he's already come and his gospel is already has been spread to us.
这是道路，他就是道路，他就是真理，他就是生命。
He is the way, the truth, and the life.
但是今天这世上还是有许多的人不接受，而且恨耶稣，恨神。
But there are so many people out here in the world now who recognize Jesus as Lord and even hate him.
我们最近为中国大陆那些受逼迫的牧者同工们来祷告。
Recently we prayed for those who are serving in mainland China and who are undergoing persecution for their faith.
我神学院的分院的院长在印度传福音很多年，有一年 这个 Vacation Bible School 讲到宣教那一部分，那个宣教师就是我神学院的教授啊，师母那年看到的时候，哇，这是 Dr. Shepherd 啊，在印度宣教。
And there is a person I know from the same theology school that I attended who is now serving in India and spreading the gospel there.
在印度实际上对基督教的逼迫非常的严重。
And there is very serious persecution against Christians within India.
阿拉伯的国家更不用说。
And these other the Arab countries is a whole separate matter of persecution.
我们知道在非洲，在尼日利亚，在刚果。也是有许多对基督徒的逼迫。
And within some African countries like Nigeria and others, there's also some very serious persecution.
那我们基督徒跟这个世界到底是一个什么样的关系？
So what relationship do we Christians have with the world?
一个基督徒是一个基督作王的生命。
That a Christian makes Jesus king of their life.
是耶稣基督为他钉十字架流宝血，他认罪悔改，接受了主的救恩，白白的因信称义了。
That those who accept Christ understand that he came to the world and died on the cross for their sake, and that they have received salvation freely due to grace.
基督在他生命当中作王。
And Jesus is now Lord and King of the life.
而这个世界呢？这个世界乃是撒旦作王。
But in this world, Satan is King and Ruler.
那基督与撒旦相争，基督徒也与这个世界相争。而恶者作王的世界一定会逼迫基督徒。
So that now there is a conflict between Christ and Satan as two kings. So a world where the wicked reign will surely persecute Christians.
我绝不否认有一些还没有信主的福音的朋友、慕道的朋友，当他们看到基督徒的好行为的时候，他们也饥渴慕义。啊，就把荣耀归给我们在天上的父，这是主明讲的。你们的光也当这样照在人前。
And there are those who do not yet know Christ, that they see the good works that Christians do, and as a result, they praise and lift up God.
啊，他们会称赞基督徒，他们会称赞我们基督的信仰。
And they will praise Christians and the faith of Christians.
今天你到中国山西去，在中国山西，虽然那个时候在讲什么义和团啊，这个把义和团当成一个正面的，今天中国山西仍然在为内地会的宣教士有立着碑。即使是共产党在那里做掌权。
And now consider some people in the Shanxi region that they are those who are undergoing lots of persecution and they are with the Communist Party in rule, but they still hold fast to their faith.
因为宣教士做了许多正面的贡献。
Because the missionaries there have done so many good works for them.
但是这并不能够遮盖这个罪恶的世界对我们信仰的逼迫。
But this cannot cover the persecution that we all experience here in the world.
并不能够否认属灵征战的真实的存在。
And we cannot deny that there is truly a spiritual warfare going on.
不过我们不要怕，一定要晓得胜利的终局早就已经决定，耶稣基督在十字架上已经宣告了他的得胜。
But we do not need to fear because the outcome of this spiritual battle has already been determined and victory is already won.
这是几张照片，这是在中国大陆现在正在身陷囹圄的一些传道人，不同的教会，南方北方的教会的牧者同工们。
And here are pictures of evangelists and pastors who are serving in China who are now being imprisoned.
我前不久刚刚在亚洲这个短宣，在一次的聚会上面，有同工就播放出来一段的录音，这段录音非常的特别，是一位牧师唱歌。
And there is a very special recording, and this recording is special because it is a recording of a bunch of pastors singing.
但是这个牧师的唱歌是偷偷录下来的，因为他是在监狱当中歌唱。
And this recording was made in secret because they are now being held in prison.
因为他不能够公开的去唱赞美诗，在这个监牢里。
Because they cannot openly sing praises to God.
但是感谢神，他们的信仰，他们对主的爱，即使身陷囹圄的时候也不改变。
We thank God that these pastors hold fast to their faith and that their love for Christ remains strong despite receiving such persecution.
在祷告会当中，我也有和弟兄姊妹，在小组当中也有和弟兄姊妹有些分享。这在国内正好刚刚发生西安教会牧者同工被抓的这件事情。
And in prayer meetings, I often share the plight of these fellow brothers and sisters and evangelists who are suffering persecution in China.
那么礼拜天我要在一个教会讲道。
And in Sunday, I preach a sermon.
我就和教会的牧师说，我说现在这样一种情况，我是完全可以不来讲的，我不要给你们添麻烦，不要让你们多加一条勾结境外敌对势力的罪名。
I tell them that it's also possible that I don't discuss this.
因为一旦有这种海外的这个传道人，这都是罪加一等、两等、三等这样。
Because these overseas pastors, these are often
那国内的牧者他当然知道这样危险，可是他就云淡风轻的就跟我回答，他说没关系，没问题，你来讲。
And these pastors, they of course know that's very dangerous and it's very risky, but they say that. Regardless, it is still worth doing.
我当时就想啊，人家每天都面临这样的逼迫，每不常常我们在这个一个遇到一群的国内的这个牧者同工的时候，一问每个人都有被喝茶的经历。
And I often think that these Christians are suffering such a severe persecution that each one of them has at least encountered some conflict with the law.
但是他们继续的聚会，满怀喜乐的来传扬福音，他们都不怕，我怕什么
？And yet they still spread the gospel and live out a Christian life with such joy. They're not afraid. So what should I be afraid of?
感谢神，就在那次主日聚会当中，我们也为这些受逼迫的牧者，为锡安教会的牧者同工来祷告。
So I thank God because we had the opportunity to pray for these people in our last prayer meeting.
教会的弟兄姊妹非常的爱主，最后每一堂结束的时候，我都有一个呼召。
That these people are so full of love for God, and at the end of these prayer meetings, I also have an exhortation.
本来是一个面向基督徒的培灵的信息，但是我说，如果你们中间还有没有信耶稣的，愿意来认罪悔改归向耶稣，你就举手。每一堂都好几个人举手，信耶稣。
I ask the congregation, if there's anyone who's out there who still hasn't accepted Christ, then please make this decision, and each time there are many people who do make this decision to follow Christ.
我要特别为这些举手的慕道友要给他们挑个大拇指，因为他们绝对的知道跟随耶稣的代价和风险。刚刚就讲了，又一批的牧者被抓。
And I have utmost respect for these people because I've just discussed with them the risk of following Jesus, so they are fully aware of these risks as they make a decision to follow Christ.
世界再怎么逼迫我们，我们也不怕。
Even as the world persecutes us more and more, we shall not be afraid.
这是一位泰国的牧师。
This is a pastor in Thailand.
在泰国呢，因为可以比较自由的这个传扬福音啊，这个实际上在背后，当时给他照的时候，背后那边是，本来我是想照透过车窗那边是个庙，街边的庙。
That there is a bit more freedom with spreading the gospel in Thailand, and in this picture behind this gentleman is actually a temple.
我们坐在这个牧师的车上呢，他就给我们讲故事，讲是真实的见证，不是讲真实的故事。
And as I sat in the car with this pastor, he told us a testimony.
因为我们所在的地方已经比较靠近泰国的那个山区，他们再往山区走呢，有很多叫克伦族人。
At the time, we were near the mountains on the border of Thailand, and there lived a people called the Kulun people in these mountains.
最近克伦族是有上新闻的，大家有注意到是不是
？Recently, the Kulun people have actually appeared on the news. Do you all know this?
在缅甸。泰国的边境里面有很多。那么这个克伦族人呢，这个牧师告诉我，他们是拜鬼的，他们不是拜神，不是拜佛，是拜鬼的。
That and then this pastor told me that those natives they do not worship the Buddha, they worship ghosts.
而且每个村子里面都有一两个，就是像巫师一样的，年纪很大，然后这个就在那个做法，他会去咒诅人。
And within these villages, there's usually one to two people who are quite old, elderly, advanced in age, and they can even curse people.
而且他们那种的咒诅很可怕，就让你眼瞎你就看不见，然后让你生病哪就生病，就这样子。
And it's almost the case where if they curse you to be blind, you will become blind. If they curse you with sickness, you will become sick.
所以村里的人也都很怕他，然后呢，他们就都去拜鬼，就跟着就拜这个宗教。
So everyone in the village fears these people, and as a result, they worship these ghosts.
好了，那现在基督徒牧师他们带队。到这个克伦人的这个村庄当中一传福音，请大家想想这些巫师高兴不高兴啊
？So you can imagine when Christians come to these villages to spread the gospel, do you think these elders, these who have these powers, will be happy?
这个牧师就说啊，说那些巫师他们就开始咒诅我们。
And,
做法, 咒诅,
and his pastor has told us that these people, they will try to curse these evangelists.
然后他们就惊奇地发现怎么不灵啊?
And then they are confused when it becomes ineffective.
不管怎么咒都咒不灵啊?
Why is it that these people won't become cursed?
然后下面他们再去那里传福音,
and next time they spread the gospel to that village, 9 people were baptized.
这个教会很快就建立起来。
And that church was built very quickly.
世界是在逼迫我们, 弟兄姊妹, 我们怕不怕?
This world will persecute us, but brothers and sisters, will we be afraid?
我们不怕, 因为呢在我们里面的比在世界上的更大。
We are not afraid because the one who is over this world is stronger than the one who is in this world.
而且就即使我们要付上这样一个代价,即使我们要面对这样一个终极的风险,又怎么样?
And even if we do have to pay the price to follow Jesus or bear these risks, what of these risks make it so significant?
第26节, 保惠是圣灵与我们同在, 圣灵引导我们要为主做见证。
Verse 26. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me.
那为主做见证这个词呢, 我们讲 使徒行传1章第8节的时候有讲过, 这个 witness这个词。
And we, when we say testify, we must first go to the place in the Bible where it defines witness.
那么这个, 在英文, 英语世界当中, 传福音就是witness, 就这样来讲的。
And within, in English, those who spread the gospel we could say they're witnessing.
那么这个witness这个词呢, 在约翰福音15章当中是个动词, 在使徒行传1章第8节, 你们要做我的见证人,耶路撒冷犹太全地撒玛利亚之地做我的见证人,那是名词。
And within the book of John, when Jesus is commanding his followers, he says that you must go out and be witnesses of me.
那这个词呢就是叫 martus, martus的就是今天我们殉道者这个词的字根就是这么来的。
And within this also comes the word martus, which means martyr, and that's the origin of this word.
因为讲到教会历史上第一位的殉道者，我们知道是斯提凡，就是你的见证人啊，斯提凡被害流血的时候。
Because the first martyr in the Bible was Stephen, who was martyred for his faith.
就在后书3章12节，不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。
So 2 Timothy 3:12 reads, Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
即使在今天美国这样一个相对来说很自由的环境当中。
And even now in America, which is considered a freer society.
如果我们真的是立志敬虔度日，请弟兄姊妹你做好准备，你不可能事事去迎合这个世界，这个世界会逼迫你，逼迫我的。
And as we try to live a godly life, we must be vigilant and understand that the world is guaranteed to persecute us.
因为我们在价值观上面是不一样的。
Because our values differ so strongly from those of the world.
最后给大家讲一个殉道者的一个真实的见证。
I want to share with you a testimony from another evangelist.
这一尊的塑像是纪念 在1973年在中国为主殉道的王志明牧师。
This is the testimony of a pastor named Wang Zhiming, who served from 1913.
他是云南苗族人。
He is part of the minority, recognized minority in China, the Yunnan, within Yunnan.
那么他的家族是因为西方宣教士在那里拓荒宣教信了耶稣。
And he believes because he received a bit of a Western education within his region.
在他六岁的时候，他爸爸就把他送到内地会啊，为这个苗族人办的这个教会学校上学。
And when he was young, he was sent to a temple to receive an education.
那毕业以后，他就留校做教员。
And after he graduated, he became a teacher at these schools.
后来他蒙召全职侍奉。 等到1948年的时候，就按立为云南撒普山总堂的牧师，成为当地教会的领袖。
And from 1940, he served as a preacher at the Sapushan branch of the China Inland Mission in North Yunnan.
1950年代，当时他与五位其他苗族的教会的领袖在政府要求下就签了这个三字宣言啊，跟西方宣教士都要断绝关系啊，等等控诉批斗。
In 1948, he was ordained as a pastor of the Sufi Shen branch, becoming a local church leader. And in the 1950s, he and five other Miao church leaders signed the Three Self Declaration at the government's request.
可是那些的控诉批斗大会，他都拒绝参加。
However, he refused to participate in any denunciation meetings.
因为他不能够去做假见证，不能够去控告其他的牧者宣教士。
Because he did not want to testify falsely.
他说，我的手曾为众多的信徒施洗，不可用来沾染罪恶。
And he said that my hands have baptized many believers and should not be used to defile sin.
因此在1954年的时候他就被判刑。
And on May 11th, 1969, he and others were arrested.
释放之后他仍然继续为主传福音给人施洗。
And even after he was released, he continued to spread the gospel.
文革当中他还传福音给人施洗。
And even when there was the Cultural Revolution, he continued to spread the gospel and baptize others.
那么1969年5月11号，他与其他20多名教会领袖因为反对当时文革当中的所谓三中鱼的活动就被逮捕。
And he was imprisoned for 4 years between 1969 to 1974 during the time of for opposing believers who participated in the Three Loyalties activities.
在关押的四年当中，他受尽严刑拷打，反复的他们就问他一句话：你信毛泽东还是信耶稣？
And the pastor went through countless mental and physical trials, and he was faced with the question: Do you believe in Mao Zedong or Jesus?
他宁死不屈，说我信耶稣。
His answer was unwavering that he believed in Jesus.
1973年，他知道为主殉道的日子要到了，死刑判决下来了。
In 1973, he knew that he would be martyred soon for his faith.
他的妻子、儿子来最后的探监看望他。
And his son and wife came to visit him in prison.
那看守说：“你不许用这个苗语，我们听不懂的话来讲，只能够讲普通话。”
And the guards at the prison forbade him from speaking in the Miao language and said that he could only speak in 普通话 the general language, Mandarin.
他就语意深长的讲了这么几句话，他说：“我已经改造不好了。”
So he spoke a few words and he said, "I can no longer change."
如今的下场是咎由自取的，自找的。
My current fate is my own fault.
所以你们不要学像我，要听上面的安排，那只是上面。
So don't follow my example, listen to the arrangements above.
你们要积极劳动，让自己有饭吃，有衣穿，在各方面要讲究卫生，使自己身体健康，不生疾病。
You must work hard to ensure you have food and clothing. You must pay attention to hygiene in all aspects to keep your health and avoid disease.
讲完以后，他就慷慨赴义。
And after saying these words, he was martyred.
还有其他的见证说，他用太太所带来的鸡蛋摆出一个三个鸡蛋摆出一个三位一体的这样一个形状。
There are other stories where he once received 三个鸡蛋 three eggs, and he arranged these three eggs in a triangle.
Trinity. Yeah. 当他被枪决的时候，在场的现在已经是老人了啊。当年在场见证人说。看着王牧师回头，但是他大家都喊他，他发不出声音来。
And those who were present at the day to witness his martyrdom, they were yelling his name, but he cannot.
Cannot speak.
He cannot speak.
后来才知道，因为他宁死不屈，那些的看守怕他去喊反动口号，所以就已经把他的喉咙切断。
Because at the time the guards actually gagged him so that he could not speak because they were afraid of what he would say.
1998年7月9号
And in July 9, 1998,
英国女王代表圣公会宣布20世纪世界十大基督教的殉道者。
Queen Elizabeth II announced that Zhiming Wang as one of the greatest Christian martyrs, the 10 greatest Christian martyrs of the 20th century, and his statue was erected on the west gate of Westminster Abbey in London.
其中唯一的中国人就是这位王志明牧师，现在他的塑像被雕刻在英国西敏寺教堂的这个西门上。
And he is the only person to have, he's the only Chinese person to have a statue there.
这个世界会逼迫我们。
This world will persecute us.
即使我们生活在这样一个自由的环境里面，我请弟兄姊妹们一定要记得。
Although we live in a very free society, we must remember this.
凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。
All who desire to live a godly life in Christ will, Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
做好这个准备。
So we must prepare ourselves.
而且我们也不怕。
And we will not be afraid.
为主受苦也是荣耀。
That suffering for the Lord is also a form of glory.
Amen. 我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们知道跟随你背十字架有风险。
God, we know that taking up the cross for you comes with risks.
但是跟随这个世界的风险更大。
But the risks of following this world are much greater.
更不值得。
Are much less worth it.
主啊，我们渴慕你，我们寻求你。
Lord, we desire you and wish to find you.
主啊，我们愿一心一意的讨主的喜悦，而不是讨这个世界的喜悦。
And let's be pleasing to you, Lord, not pleasing to this world.
求主让我们预备好一颗为主受苦的心智。
Let's prepare a heart that's willing to pay the price for you.
你再来的日子不远了。
The day of your coming isn't far off.
这个世界不是基督的朋友。
That the world is not friends of Christians.
让我们也要记得主的提醒，一个人不能侍奉两个主。
Let's remember your words to us, your reminder to us that one cannot serve two masters.
求主恩待你自己的教会，恩待你的儿女。
Lord God, may you be with your people and your children.
靠主刚强，为主得胜。
That we may find strength in you and find a victory through you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray these in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.